First, what made Dr. Toomey stand out from the rest of the field?
It was a combination of things. We had a very difficult decision with the candidates that we brought in. Mr. Kaya and I narrowed the pool down from 17 applicants down to the 6 that we brought here, and then the whole board was made that decision down to 3. It wasn't any one thing in particular. It was just felt like sometimes when you have a person in front of you that you feel like will lead the district, to bigger and better things, which is what you hope with any new superintendent. And we feel that Dr. Toomey will give us that shot to continue to improve.
How long is this contract?
It's through 2017. So it's a four-year contract.
Starting pay?
The base is $179 a year.
And what sort of other incentives
I'd have to. I mean, you can request that, but the starting base is $179. So, but I think the rest, I'd have to look through it and everything like that. So, we'll just stick with that for now, if that's all right.
You got everything I needed.
What was that?
Well, give me a moment. I'll think of something else to ask you about.
Yeah.
Is there one particular, personally, one particular characteristic that you feel Dr. Toomey will bring to the district?
I think he brings a lot of excitement to the district. A lot of he did a lot of good things at his current district in Havana, and I think part of that we hope to see that he can bring here. So it's just kind of a general excitement about the possibility that he can bring to Macomb.
The excitement, did you sense that during the public forum with him? Was there a different feeling during that forum than the others?
I think there may have been at first, just because the community knew Dr. Toomey so well, since he was a principal here and has lived in the district for so long. After the other candidates were here and speaking to the community, I think I had people come up and say, "You guys have a really difficult job ahead of you in selecting the person." So it was, I don't think it was anything over one thing over another.
About the public forum, you mentioned that it's unusual of a school board to do that. What was it that why was it that you felt that was necessary to do?
Well, we talk a lot about transparency. We talk a lot about our strategic plan and getting community input. And when you have a person coming in who's taking care of the children of four board members, the children of people in this room, and just the overall district. You won't have that input. And we all felt that it was important for us to not only get staff input and administrators input, but from the community as well, because they have a vested interest in this. Our school district is I would compare it to any other school district in the state. We have great students here, high achievers. We have great teachers. And, everybody in the room has an interest in how well the district performs.
During his comments to the public just now, Dr. Toomey said the average superintendent stay is 2 or 2.5 years. You've signed him to a 4-year contract. Why did you feel that length of contract was necessary?
I didn't look to see what the average superintendent, length of stay is. I think that gives the person time to come in, kind of put their plan into place and to see it through. If you have a person who is doing a great job for you, you try to keep them. I mean, Dr. Russell was here for 6 or 7 years, so, I wasn't too concerned with a short contract or anything like that.
Can either party opt out of it after a couple years or 3 years?
I think there's provisions in the contract, just like any others. If somebody decides to part ways with the other company, there's some language in there. I don't remember what it is offhand.
Did he benefit at all from the fact that he still lives in town? He's involved in the community?
Every person that came for the forums, the three candidates we had, all had strong ties to either Macomb or Western or this area. So it wasn't his community support, while we listened to it, it wasn't like a deciding factor in our choice. We want the best person, and it's the same as everybody else. We want the best person to lead the district.
Is there a particular initiative that he talked about that you'd like to see implemented in Macomb?
You know, I personally was interested in the flip classroom that he did in Havana. Now, whether something like that could work here in Macomb, you know, he would be a better judge of that than I would. But that's very intriguing. I like the fact that he was able to gather a lot of support from the community, is bringing cash or in-kind donations into the school district. With funding the way it is, that's always something you want to hear.
It took a little bit of time after the forums to the time that you announced the new superintendent. Were there any snags in contract talks, or was it just a matter of working through things?
No, it was just a matter of working through things. It was getting where everybody could meet. So there was no difficulty in it. It was just the process.
You hired a superintendent tonight. Did you also hire an assistant superintendent?
Dr. Toomey is going to be assuming the role as assistant superintendent from May 1st through June 30th. And we did that because there's a lot of things that are coming up with the district. We have the new principal to hire at Lincoln. We have the teacher negotiations that are going to be coming up. So we felt it would be a good idea for him to kind of get started a little earlier than a normal contract of July 1st to be in here and working with Dr. Russell. And be ready just to hit the ground running July 1.
Anything you want to add about the hiring?
No, it was a long process, but from all the comments that all of the board members have received, it was a process that was done very well, and I'm sure that the board next, whoever is on the board, whenever they have to hire a superintendent, would do the same thing.
All right, thanks.
Hey, yeah.
Understand you're going to be starting as an assistant superintendent, I believe, May 1st?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's not a problem, I guess, with you leaving your current district even a little bit earlier than you otherwise would?
No, because, you know, I'll, in an informal way, I'll support them. Obviously, they'll have to get an interim superintendent to finish out the school year there. And when I come here on that May 1st date, I'll join their negotiations team because they'll be in negotiations at that time. And I think I'll help participate perhaps on the personnel side, as there are some key hires that will be in the process at that time. So that's basically what I'll be doing during that first 2 months.
So it'll kind of help you hit the ground running, it sounds
like. Oh, it absolutely will help me hit the ground running. And, you know, as I mentioned before, Dr. Ruschel has been here 6 years. I've been a superintendent of my district for 6 years. So the succession of a school district is extremely important. And this will give us an opportunity professionally to spend a little bit of time together during that transition time to make it as smooth as possible, which will do nothing but benefit the kids of the district.
What made this job attractive to you?
Well, first and foremost, it's kind of like coming home. I was a teacher in this district. I was an assistant principal here at Principal. My children went to school here, and I currently have some nieces who attend school here, and I have a 3.5-year-old grandson in the community. So this, for me, is really like coming home and to my family.
When at the public forum, you mentioned a lot of different ideas, and I think you've kind of had a reputation of an idea man. Is there any particular ideas that you want to try to bring to Macomb, or you think that would fit Macomb that you've tried at other districts?
No, I don't have a particular idea in mind, but you are right in terms of I always try to look at the future down the road 4, 5, 6 years and try to determine what's coming down the pike in the educational world and try to remain on the best practice cutting edge. And so whatever that is that fits what Macomb may need at that time, are the areas that I'll address. One I can think of right off the bat that's true in every district, no matter where you're at, is the absolute laser-like focus there has to be on reading, in particular reading at the K-3 level, because we have all the research we need to know that that's the key to the success of an entire student's career, is that they leave third grade reading at grade level.
You said K through 3, but does that even extend into preschool?
Oh, it does extend into preschool, and actually it needs to start in preschool because, you know, that's really what preschool's for. Preschool's to help kickstart those kids to get them ready for your kindergarten program, and so it absolutely begins in preschool.
Four-year contract. Is there an opt-out at all if you wanted to leave after a couple years?
Well, there is. That won't be the case. There'll be no opting out of this one, but all contracts, you know, it's impossible to imprison an employee. So all contracts have opt-out clauses in them, but that will not be an issue with this one because I plan on being around for a long time.
How long?
Well, unlike some of my colleagues, I got into education very late, so I have no retirement ideas on my entire horizon. And so that could be another 10, 12, 15 years. And yes, that puts me into that 67, 68 range then. But you know, again, I have no ambitions about retirement.
So I don't have to do the math. How old are you?
I'm 54 years old.
All right. Anything you want to add about coming to the Macomb District?
Well, just that I'm extremely excited that the board in the end selected me as the new superintendent. They had a very rigorous process they went through, and but it was a good process. As someone who participated in that from the very beginning, it was a good process. So I'm just happy that I'm the person here talking to you today, and I look forward to coming back home and participating not with just the school district but the entire community.
Were the contract talks tough at all once they contacted you and said you're our number one choice?
No, they were not. No, we were very much, everything was amiable all the time, very easy.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.